President Obama makes his second public appearance in Denver in a month later this morning when he stumps for his student loan plan and re-election bid to an audience of mostly college students on the Auraria campus. It was mostly high school students the last time he was here.
How's it going, Lancers?
The Lincoln High School Lancers, to be exact, the venue in which the president last spoke in heavily Latino southwest Denver. Most billboards in the neighborhoods around the school are in Spanish, and most of the businesses up and down this bustling stretch of Federal Boulevard are Latino-owned. On a recent evening inside Cafe Chihuahua, some Lincoln High students who attended the president's September speech are seated at a corner table munching on chips and guacamole and talking politics.
I'm not the first Chicano to the council. You know, that happened a long time ago.
They were invited here by Colorado's new Latino Democratic State Party chair, Rick Palacio, and one of this neighborhood's city council members, Paul Lopez, who you just heard. The two are trying to gauge whether Latino voters can once again be counted on by Democrats in 2012. One of the most vocal students is Pearl Loya, who says she has yet to see the change Mr. Obama promised in 2008.
But I won't believe it till I see it, until I see action.
Loya says immigrant families in her neighborhood are being torn apart due to a lack of action on immigration. Mr. Obama's failure to yet deliver on that campaign promise is a complaint heard more and more often in Latino neighborhoods. And Councilman Paul Lopez acknowledges this is a concern for Democrats.
You know, there's a lot of frustration, but you know, I think a lot of that has to do with Congress's inability to actually bring something to the president.
Lopez says the president has still done a lot on issues that Latinos care about, advocating for the DREAM Act that would have afforded some children of illegal immigrants in-state college tuition, as well as his education and economic proposals. But the economy and the president's stalled jobs bill that he'll again stump for later this morning has activists on the other side of the political spectrum seeing opportunity.
Hello, my name is Madeline Rohan. I am the chairman of Colorado Hispanic Republicans.
Rohan started this grassroots group a couple of months ago and has been launching Get Out the Vote efforts and other recruitment with the help of the Colorado Republican Party.
The GOP is not getting their message across.
Rohan says many Latinos already identify with core Republican issues, which she considers to be faith, family values, and freedom.
There's a disconnect between the way Hispanics live and think, because they live by those principles, the same principles of the Republican Party, and the way they vote.
You know, Latinos are still overwhelmingly inclined to vote for the Democrat, and particularly President Obama, even in generic matchups.
But the big question, says Rob Preuss, is whether Latinos in Colorado will mobilize for Obama like they did in 2008. Preuss, an expert in Western Latino politics at Metro State College, says at least right now, it's looking doubtful.
Getting folks to vote for something and turning out to vote is going to be a tougher challenge, particularly with the lack of real immigration reform, concerns about increases in deportations.
At Cafe Chihuahua, 19-year-old Lincoln High student Rachel McKay says the immigration issue hit home for her a few months ago when her young son's father was pulled over near here and later deported to Mexico.
I mean, there's Mexicans that are criminals, you know, doing stuff, and they get away with it, when there's other Mexicans that are not doing nothing at all, hard workers, and getting, you know, deported for no reason. At least give them a second chance, you know?
But McKay says she doesn't fault the president for not acting on the thorny illegal immigration issue, and says that if she has time, she'll even volunteer for Mr. Obama's re-election campaign in this neighborhood. Paul Lopez, the city councilman, sought to use her story as a flashpoint for the larger 2012 campaign.
And guess what happened to the baby's dad? He was deported just for driving. You bet everything that this girl's going to remember that when it comes to the polls.
Most of the Republican presidential hopefuls have taken hardline stances against illegal immigration in recent debates, and Colorado Hispanic Republicans Chair Madeline Rohan acknowledges it's one of the biggest challenges her new group faces as she pitches Latino voters disgruntled with Democrats.
Immigration is an emotional issue for Hispanics, and they will use it to judge their candidates. But ultimately, I think the economy is going to trump the immigration issue.
Nevertheless, Rohan says the GOP could take a page from the Democrats in softening some of their rhetoric on the lightning rod issue of immigration, something she predicts will happen once a nominee is chosen. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.